Okay. Apologies about the first hour technical problems. We had a lot of them, but we got most of it out there. Wishing David Duke the very best of luck. And again, I hope all of you in Louisiana will step up and vote for real change in the Senate. It's just way overdue. We're on the last legs here. This is it. Now, if you looked at the Rents channel on YouTube, you'll see the most current video up there has to do with Hollywood, satanic Hollywood, the Evangelina, what's her name? Angelina. I keep saying Evangelina. I don't know why. Jolie and Brad Pitt, the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard issues. And they are related, by the way. They're tied in together. It's very interesting. But we put a real fascinating video together with Tim Refat about that. And you can find that at the top right side, right column, on the Jeff Rentz official YouTube channel. We're way over 7 million views, and I should update that. Jeff and Tim Refat, it says, Satanic Hollywood, Pitt, Jolie, Depp, Heard. Hello, Tim. Thanks for getting up early. How are you over there?
Me, I'm very well.
Glad to hear.
We can look at the top story at the moment, which, of course, is the terrible events in Paris with Kim Kardashian. You might have heard of her.
Oh, I know. I haven't been able to sleep. I've been so worried for the poor dear.
And as I say, it's really wonderful to look at the Kim Kardashian story. She's an Armenian born to an Armenian meat packer, and her claim to fame was that she was the stylist to Paris Hilton. You might have heard of Paris Hilton, that dear beloved
a Vestal Virgin, yes,
exactly, who of course has dabbled in satanic practices. And one can see that the rise of Kim Kardashian is social engineering on a massive scale. We've got
she was a hairdresser, Tim.
Sorry,
she was a hairdresser. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
see how much
Paris
I know.
Paris Hilton's stylist.
I see.
And
but she had a bigger she had a bigger posterior and anterior than Paris did. So the photogs really liked that, the paparazzi, and they didn't have any trouble at all propelling her to the cover of all rags.
It's a Tavistock.
Of course.
On a massive scale. We've got the threads of Tavistock writ large in the Kim Kardashian saga. We've got the promotion of feminization of the male with Kylie Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. There's plenty of them. He used to be a man, and now is a woman. We've got.
Well, he
promotion.
Didn't have the surgery, though. I think it's a fraud, but nonetheless, your point is well taken.
We've got the promotion of miscegenation because the woman's married to Kanye West, who you might have heard of.
I think they all are cross-racially involved. The whole family, except for the parents. I think that the sisters got a black boyfriend. I think the male Kardashian offspring had a black girlfriend named Black China or something like that. But they're all involved with the African American race. So it is miscegenation. That's the Tavistock mention and their message. Absolutely.
And we see, of course, that it's glorifying vapid, talentless, greedy humans, mind-controlling the population to think that even though they haven't got any talent, if they are greedy and worship material things and are totally venal like the Kardashians, then that is the road to success. So you can see, of course, from the satanic point of view, the Kardashians are an advertisement for Mammon, the satanic entity of greed and worship of money. And of course, it really is rather nice to see that the poster child for Mammon was robbed in Paris. They got through the steel door because obviously you can get through steel doors easily. That's what they're made for. The 6'4" bodyguard was off with Kim Kardashian's sisters, and of course she had a gun pointed at her head, was bound and gagged, begged not to be raped, said she was a mother with children, and of course they wanted her ring, engagement ring, which is 20 carats and worth £3.5 million. And this woman who went to the Paris fashion show, because of course we know that Kim Kardashian looks like a model. She's got a lovely pear shape. She's got the massive rear end. So of course, you know, she epitomizes, does she not, the svelte, beautiful model by being its opposite.
I and, would differ with the lost, use of the word svelte.
They lost £10 million worth of jewelry.
Fully insured. Fully insured.
And we've got now in the papers that Kim's crying every few minutes, totally broken woman, and Kanye. Kanye's spending $6 million on security and wants to hire mercenaries to hunt down these five policemen. They were in police uniforms who robbed dear Kim Kardashian, the what you would call the poster child of successful migration into the United States, because she's an Armenian. Armenia's near Turkey, and of course the Turks love Armenians. That's why they got rid of 1.5 million of them in the Syrian desert in 1918. But she's also a poster child for the success of migrants. So you can see Kim Kardashian is really a gigantic Tavistock project that really has been promoted to the hilt, because there are so many themes which are useful. Because of course, with we saw today, past 48 hours, 11,000 migrants were rescued in the Mediterranean in 48 hours. That, so you can see there are vast numbers of these wonderful Kardashians coming to Europe. And of course, we know that all the migrants are wonderful, like Kim Kardashian, venal, stupid, self-aggrandizing. And of course, they have these lovely, wonderful, ultra Rubenesque figures. So of course, you know, we must have them. But
Rubenesque.
The,
that's good.
The satanic theme is that Hillary's under massive psychic attack. The Russians, if you look at their propaganda channel, are bleating that
good
we
word.
Are one step away from World War III, because Hillary is going to rubber stamp the no-fly zone, which will involve destroying the Russian and Syrian air force on the ground. And we know, of course, that the military industrial complex and the Rothschilds are desperate that Hillary gets elected by all means possible. And of course, we know that there's massive psychic warfare doing her in. So there's been massive Illuminati rituals to try and abrogate this massive attack. First of all, we saw Katy Perry. You might have heard of her, the American Idol star
in
2005, who was posing in the nude to support Hillary. which of course in the Illuminati ritual is using the sex energy to try and pump all this lovely sex energy into Hillary to heal her. And on the opposite side, we've got the Kim Kardashian ritual, which was designed to deflect the psychic attack into the Kardashians. Why? Well, if you look at it, you've got these five policemen in the Wicker Man films with Nicolas Cage and the original British one with Edward Woodward. They're both policemen in Illuminati science, the scapegoat. The Wicker Man is called the Good Shepherd and is the defender of the flock, basically a policeman who, in Edward Woodward's case, was a devout Christian. So we've got, first of all, the ritual with the policeman. Then in Kabbalah, the female, the female who's got pregnant and had children is called the Shekinah above, and is in Kabbalah, which is linked with gematria number theory. Each word letter in Kabbalah has a number, and the female principle is five, so we had the five policemen, so that's that fits in beautifully. The Wicker Man ritual is that the evil of the elect, that is the Illuminati, gets downloaded into the Good Shepherds, who then suffer in something called the bird's nest, which is where the demoness Lilith lives, all of the sins of the elect, the Illuminati, so that they get all the riches in the real world. It's basically getting rid of all your karma on the Good Shepherds. But of course, I have been working assiduously to destroy the Good Shepherd Wicker Man defense mechanism of the Illuminati. So of course what they've done is to divert it into the five policemen who are the Wicker Men, who of course are now de-scapegoated by me, downloaded it into Kim Kardashian, and of course they know that Kardashian's an Armenian. I of course am a Turk, so there's a long history of Turks killing Armenians, e.g. in 1918, 1.5 million of these souls. So of course the psychic attack which I'm aiming at Hillary goes into Kim Kardashian, and of course then is grounded and all the 1.5 million dead Armenians, and of course she's now a basket case according to the media. So you can see of course that this simple robbery where the steel door was left open or was unlocked for some reason, this is a £6,000 pound a week apartment block for the super rich, with security guards on the door, etc., cameras, but they simply wandered in when the bodyguard was off with the two sisters, just by chance, you know. It was easily done.
There's a little aroma to this robbery, Tim, that doesn't make sense to me.
But from the Illuminati point of view, it makes perfect sense, because of course they know I'm a Turk and she's an Armenian. The Turks have slaughtered 1.5 million Armenians. And of course, the Good Shepherds, the policemen, have been prevented from being the Wicker Men for Hillary, because of course we had all of the shootings of police in America, which I used to ruin the scapegoat Wicker Man ritual for them. So of course they've come up with Kim Kardashian as the repository for the psychic attack. So when you beam the psychic attack at Hillary, it, instead of going into Hillary, gets diverted into Kim Kardashian. And of course, you can imagine the massive publicity. It's been in the papers, etc., etc. So this very strange robbery where she was basically alone, defenseless, and the steel door was open, of course, now begins to fit into an Illuminati ritual. And of course, it's in Paris. where the original mother was slaughtered like a dog, Princess Diana. Remember, we've got, what's her name, Angelina, wanting to personify Diana by cutting her breasts off to be like an Amazon, to be the vengeful goddess that protects women from rape and molestation, the special UN envoy for women's rights. And of course, Diana, Princess Diana, was slaughtered like a dog in the tunnel under Diana's temple in Paris.
They made sure in the ambulance they let her die slowly there for 40 minutes or something.
And of course the rabbis did their rituals over her body while she was in the ambulance. And of course MI6 did it on the behest of Prince Charles, because she was pregnant with Dodi El-Fayed's child. And if you remember, Jim Keith had information about the pregnancy, investigative journalist who died by chance in the U.S. hospital from a broken ankle.
Well, Jim was on this program at least half a dozen times, and shortly before he was murdered, which is what it was, just a remarkably brave journalist, a real researcher. Oh, and here is here's something. This, I'm right. I'm not, well, it's no big deal. I think everybody could figure out that there was something not right about the Kim Kardashian robbery. Here the New York Post has picked up the story. Listen to this. At what point is it acceptable to doubt a Kardashian? As celebrity peers took to Twitter to criticize anyone who made light of the situation, conflicting details continued to emerge about Kim Kardashian's reported robbery in Paris. First, Kim had been asleep, alone, in a posh, super-secret, no-address building favored by celebrities. But then, her hairstylist was in the unit, but not on the same floor. And then two armed men broke in. But within hours, it was five. The robbers spoke only English, until they only spoke French. Her stylist called 911, except in Paris, there is no 911. You dial 112. But she may have just texted her bodyguard because cell service was bad to begin with. The intruders gagged and bound Kim and tossed her in a marble tub while they robbed her of $11 million worth of jewelry and escaped on bicycles, which she may or may not have seen from her balcony, where she ran screaming after freeing herself in an ordeal lasting at least 6 minutes. Well, there's some of the problems, Tim.
If you're gowned and bound and gagged in the bath, you're not going to get out until someone releases you. Because you can't get there any shit.
No, no, her middle name is Houdini. You forgot. Oh, and don't forget, in February, Kanye West announced that he was $53 million in debt and asked Mark Zuckerberg for $1 billion in a loan to subsidize his visionary projects because of his debt. And don't forget that the jewelry would have been at least insured for its face value, if not double.
Exactly.
What do you think, folks?
You can see this is staged, and I'm just adding there is a cult significance because, of course, it fits in, with the having the five policemen who are the wicker men who've been defused by me, who can then pass the buck on to Kim Kardashian, who then, of course, can try and download all of the horrific energies going at the wonderful Hillary Clinton, who's been healed by all that wonderful sexual energy generated by the new Queen of Lucifer, Katy Perry, in her nude pickies, which were all all over the media. She can download that into Kardashian, who can then, of course, download it into the avid viewers of the Kardashians and the media frenzy, and of course those 1.5 million dead Armenians who are lying in the Syrian desert, and of course we've got lots more dying in the Syrian desert as we speak. There's a non-stop number of people dying in Syria, so you can see, of course, this was a carefully constructed Illuminati ritual to try and deflect all of the psychic attack at dear Hillary into Kim Kardashian, who then, of course, can link it on to her fans and all the dead Armenians and the all of the dying Syrians to act as a grounding rod for the attack. And as you might have noticed, Hillary's health has miraculously improved with all these rituals.
Well, interestingly enough, 2 days ago in Akron, Ohio, she made two appearances in Akron. The first one rather lackluster. The second one, as the crowd was anticipating her speech, not a very big venue, but smaller hall, paramedics showed up, coming in through the back door, wheeling on the ground a gurney, a bed, out of the back of a paramedic van. And they wheeled it right up to the door that opened to, we'll call it backstage at this venue. And they waited there until the door was opened. And then they rolled this bed from the ambulance, the paramedic ambulance, into the back room. A moment or two later, one of the paramedics came out and his face looked grief-stricken, like something horrible was going on in there. He didn't look relieved. He didn't look cool. He didn't look nonplussed. He looked like he was worried. That's all we know. So is her health improved? She came out and gave a very peppy talk. I guess there's a lot to be said for pharmacological resurrection on a moment's notice with an injectable substance.
All this Illuminati ritual.
That too. All right, hold on a minute. We'll be back with more after this. Terrible Tim, looking at some of the ludicrous business called show business, but it's much more than that. It's really called social engineering on a massive level. This is all amazing when you think about how younger people absolutely wrap themselves around these icons, role models, whatever, and they emulate them. They think that they are the future. They are what counts, when in point of fact, nothing could be further from the truth. They don't count. They're nothing.
Remember the program's called Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Of
course, that you have to remember Keeping Up with the Joneses. That was the old adage. So material possessions and what you look like and how many followers you have on social media is vitally important. It doesn't matter about intelligence or any human characteristics apart from greed and venality and the worship of Mammon, because remember, keeping up is all about worshipping Mammon.
Right.
So you can see Kim Kardashian and the Kardashians are actually carrying out the Illuminati ritual of programming the population to worship Mammon. And remember, the Rothschilds print the money. They control money, so you can see, of course, it's a wonderful method of controlling the millennials without guns or without force. You can simply control them with soft power,
mm-hmm.
and if you bring in Caitlyn Jenner and the feminization of the male, then of course any sort of behavior that was baby boomer male, like Donald Trump, can be looked at as something abhorrent, something that these wonderful millennials and their safe spaces find intolerable. And you see, of course, it in the films and TV shows. Prime example is The Big Bang Theory, which is very successful comedy in America.
Now this is fun. Let's have Tim dissect this. This program, I've seen it a few times, and I have never seen something more devoid of any comedic texture of any kind. It's all laugh track. The cutout characters are all blatantly and profoundly boring and predictable. Go ahead, Tim.
These are the Tavistock archetypes for the millennials, male millennials, where, of course, you've got the man baby, Sheldon, who, of course,
that's displays... an important term. Let's not dance over that. Sheldon is the new... These aren't millennials, they're moronials. Sheldon is the new role model, the icon. He is a male of adult years, a man, but he acts like a little pouting, fretting baby. So we're calling him a man baby. That's the new role model. That's the new icon.
And this is great for social control, because man babies are adverse to any sort of confrontation. They're programmed to be gutless whiners, and they fawn on people telling them that they're nice babies, good babies, lovely babies, which of course, which of course is what the millennials get from authority via the controlled social media.
Perfect.
Then of course you've got the Leonard, who of course is a midget Quasimodo, and is trying to program the males into being totally pussy-whooped bitches of the females, because of course, for some strange reason, he's married the blonde, played by Kaylee Cuoco, and basically whatever she says, he will absolutely do. He's a fawning, uxorious husband.
Now, this is Leonard?
Yeah, Leonard.
Okay, Leonard, by the way, apparently, from what I read this once, was romantically involved with this Kelly or Kaylee, but he is that's a very interesting description, a Quasimodo sort, dwarfish, husky, darkish, kind of creepy. Not funny at all. Not a funny bone in any of these people's bodies. I have seen the blonde deliver a line or two that was borderline cute, but that was as far as I can go with it.
Yeah, she of course is Penny, is the token
Caucasoid. Yeah.
Yeah. Though and he of course looks like a young Henry Kissinger, if you look at him. So imagine Henry Kissinger young. He looked like Quasimodo. So, of course, we've got the imprinting there of Jewish archetype. And he, of course, looks after the man baby, Sheldon. So we've got Henry Kissinger Jew that looks after the Goyim man baby. And then, of course, you've got the midget Jew, the rat-faced Jew, who, strangely enough, is married to a midget white girl who's got an insanely high-pitched voice, and I think also used to play the mother because he used to live with his Jewish mother. And he, of course, strangely enough, is the bitch of his wife, doing exactly what she wants. She earns the money, she decides what he does, and he plays with toys and watches all of the children's films like Star Trek and Star Wars, and buys comics, as does Sheldon, as does Quasimodo. And then, of course, you've got the token migrant.
Yes,
remember
Raj.
The migrants. Raj, the Indian, who, of course, was so terrified by women that he couldn't even speak to them. And for the many series, he simply went dumb, was dumbstruck where in the presence of women. So you can see, of course, the social programming, which is basically to make it cool, make it the archetype that males are man babies, and of course that they must be the total bitch of the female in order to win her and have a happy marriage. So you can see the massive, wonderful social programming that's gone into that. And then, of course, you've got the man baby Sheldon, who is now going out with a female Quasimodo called Amy, who simply mothers him, and they don't have sex together. She's simply a mother figure that looks after man baby Sheldon, which of course links in to the males and their mother fixation complex.
Right, you know, you're right up to date on all this. Amazing.
Oh, yeah, as I say, it's pure Tavistock programming, brilliantly done, and this has led to the safe spaces in universities and...
oh, yes, this is breaking down what's last and not least about what used to be two different primary sexes on the planet. Now it is a multitude of gender-confused idiots.
No, it's total Tavistock, and above that, of course, is the Illuminati rituals, where what they're doing is feminizing the males, and of course we know that from Genesis that Eve came from Adam's rib. The male in Kabbalah's are six and the female's five, and to confuse things, the female maidens are five and the the mothers also are five. But with this feminization, what the Illuminati are doing is as you see, reversing the sexes, where the females become masculinized and the males become feminized. And why, of course, do you want the females to become the masculine sex? Because, of course, females follow peer pressure. They're not independent thinkers. If you look at high schools, you'll see the A-list girls going around in gaggles. And of course, we've got the new A-list leader, the new queen bitch, that's being ferried out by the Illuminati production line, called Hillary Rodham Clinton. So you can see, of course, all of this Illuminati ritual has been decades in the making. If you look at Brad Pitt, who now is so traumatized that he didn't even go to the unveiling of the film where he does the voiceovers for this documentary.
He may never work again, Tim.
He thought he might bring opprobrium on proceedings and divert from the film. He, of course, has been the subject of an Illuminati ritual. Look at his children. They make the Star of David. You've got the three migrants, the Cambodian, the Vietnamese, and the Somali, that make the lower triangle of the Star of David. And then you've got his two twins, and then the other child that makes the upper triangle. Mm-hmm. So you can see, of course, the children make the six. Basically, that the male principal.
Of course, she had six. That's right. Got it.
Is made into a Star of David, and that the maleness has been sucked out into the children. And from an Illuminati ritual point of view, remember, magic works. It simply doesn't work for the man in the street, because you're locked out of the system. You haven't got the keys to the system. But the children ritual with Brad Pitt is, he epitomizes the archetype of the male. He's the most worshipped male on the planet. I think it used to, before him, used to be Mel Gibson.
And what happened to Brad Pitt's backbone? Turned to mush.
But the ritual is to suck the maleness, the six, out of him, uh-huh, and give it to the children, the six, which is the Star of David, as I've explained, which, of course, then donates it to Israel. And the Illuminati, who, of course, are led by the Rothschild royal family. And remember, we've had the merging of the royal family and the Rothschilds, with the Jewish mother, Kate Middleton, marrying the Goyim Wills to get the Jewish couple, the perfect male and female of Zion, as predicted in prophecy, Gormless George and the Harlot Charlotte, which do are Prince George and Princess Charlotte. And as you can see, when they rolled out Charlotte to Canada to pump her full of energy, all that happened was, since I have done all the black magic on her, she got loads of energy from the Canadians, who worshipped her. This lovely little one-year-old girl that was worshipped, all the energy went into Charlotte, and then was simply downloaded by the black magic I've done on Charlotte into creating destruction. So if you look at a place in North Carolina called Charlotte, you'll find there was total martial law going on there because of the complete black magic nastiness I've done on Prince George and Princess Charlotte, which, of course, got me arrested and dumped in a mental hospital, because, as you can imagine, the royal family didn't like what I've been doing to this perfect couple. But back to Brad, you can see, of course, the Illuminati ritual is that the males not only are feminized, but all of their maleness has to be given to the children. So we've got males who now are mind controlled, and of course Illuminati occult.
Well, they're being sacrificed is what's happening, isn't it, Tim?
Basically, all of their energy now is being directed to be given to their children, and they get sucked dry, which leaves them as husks. So we see it all over the West, where the father has children with a wife. She decides she's had enough of him after a few years, kicks him out, and he simply loses the house, loses his fortune, becomes desperate to have rights to see his own children, and is basically a psychically castrated being that will do anything to have a few hours with his children. All of this is for total social control, because if you can feminize the male and then, of course, get him to totally obey the female, as the Big Bang people do, and if he doesn't, of course, he loses custody and therefore won't be able to see his own children because Angelina wants to forbid him. So you can see these gigantic rituals that are going on before your own eyes, and you don't understand they're gigantic rituals to change the nature of humanity to become what the Illuminati Rothschilds want them to be. And back to the Cardassians.
Let me hold on before you go back there. You mentioned the Big Bang again. I just did a little reading here. This, you got to hear this. And of course, on the other side of the coin, so to speak, from Tavistock, is the money side of the coin. Now listen to this. This is Variety. By any measure, the Big Bang Theory is one of TV's most valuable shows, but it is not immune to the law of diminishing returns. And that simple fact of business physics will sway the upcoming contract negotiations for the show's stars as the Big Bang stakeholders look to next season and beyond. The deals for the program's key cast members are all up after this year, the show's 10th year on CBS. Jim Parsons, Johnny Quasimodo Galecki, and Kaylee, whatever, are already, get this one, these three are television's highest paid comedy actors. The trio reached the $1 million per episode mark at 24 episodes per season in their last 3 years of the contract with Warner Brothers. That deal was back in 2014. $1 million an episode for a half an hour, 25 minutes, really, when you take the commercials out, of garbage. 2 years later, Big Bang will still be pulling in big audiences for CBS. The season 10 premiere grabbed 21.5 million viewers and huge dollars in syndication. All right? Anyway, it goes on from there. Big Bang has generated well north of $1 billion in syndication revenue since its off-network debut in 2011. Already $1 billion in reruns.
And one can see the gigantic feminization, socialization program which it has spearheaded. And now, of course, we see the huge psychic castration of Brad Pitt, and of course the staged Illuminati ritual robbery in Paris, which had no basis in fact and was completely staged as a gigantic means of trying to divert the psychic warfare attack from the Turk into the Armenians. And remember, she's an Armenian and links to all the dead Armenians and, of course, to all the Syrians who are dying like flies in Syria. So, as I say, the Illuminati know that magic works, and they're doing rituals galore in front of everyone's eyes. And one can see, of course, the promotion of the gays, transsexuals, and the lesbians on a massive scale, because of course what they're doing is feminizing the millennials. Now of course they've got lessons in Europe to teach young children in primary school all about transgender issues and allowing them to display different sexual characteristics. There was a story in the papers that a postman was severely admonished because he went to deliver the post and a boy turned up at the door in a dress. I think it was a young child around the age of four, a boy in a dress, and the postman told him that, you know, that wasn't appropriate, where he should, you know, wear boys' clothes, and the mother complained to the post office. So you can see the massive change. I mean, in my day, if you went to school in a dress, which now, you know, is becoming the norm in Europe, you wouldn't get home because you'd end up in hospital from being beaten by all of your peers. Now, of course, you can see the massive change in humanity, where the feminization of the masses, the millennials, is going on at a rapid pace. And of course, if the A-list archetype of males, Brad Pitt, has been completely castrated psychically by the super strong Amazon woman Angelina, then of course you've got the role model for all of the Western women to follow, which basically is that you bring in your Bosnian, you bring in your British woman, they're a lesbian couple into your home, you kick out all of your husband's friends. We had Melissa Etheridge was saying that she'll be happy to see Brad Pitt again. She was a close friend of his, but 10 years ago was kicked out with all the rest of his friends by Angelina. And, of course, then
she moved in and just wrapped him up and locked him away.
Exactly, which of course is the norm now for all Western women, where in fact she keeps all her friends and you aren't allowed to keep.
He was divested of everything, basically, but his right to make films.
And of course, she didn't like him spending his money on his French village he's got with his friends. She didn't like the electricity bill. She didn't like all the money he was paying over there. She didn't like that he was running away from their home in the UK. Strange that this couple, A-list couple, live in the UK, isn't it? Could it be that they go, Angelina can go to the rituals of the Rothschild royal family? We know, you know, the Rothschilds, Jacob Rothschild.
Oh, say it isn't so, Tim. That poor girl. Gosh.
I know. Lives in the UK. We know that all of the Freemasonic rituals, all the satanic rituals of the royal family Rothschilds were attended by Madonna when she was over here. And isn't it strange that Angelina gets invited and once she passes all the ritual tests, suddenly becomes a UN special envoy for women? So you can see, of course, all of these rituals behind the scenes, where A-listers are involved in satanic ritual on a large scale. And of course, you can see that Brad Pitt's psychic vivisection was carefully planned. The three children who aren't his adopted,
right.
And even the three children he had, with the one and the two twins to make the triangle above, to make the perfect Star of David, all of this carefully planned to fit into Illuminati ritual and gematria in order to do the massive ritual to basically psychically castrate and feminize the males, centered around the archetype of Brad Pitt. And of course, we had the forerunner with Amber and Johnny.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about them next time, maybe. There is our tabloid update with Terrible Tim, who is a man of many talents, a man for all seasons, as they say. Thank you. I don't know what we would have done without that, but it was interesting at the very least. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
I'll say, shed a few tears for dear Kim Kardashian and her staged robbery.
Oh, Jeff. Please. All right, there he goes.